today we're going to listen to Senator Dara O'Brien speaking on behalf of Fianna Fáil about this party's perspective in relation to the upcoming Irish presidency. That is of the Council of the European Union during the fourth semester of 2013. So we listen to that.
Do you know which country will be holding the presidency of the Council of the European Union for the first 6 months of 2013?
Ireland.
No.
It's Ireland. Yeah, definitely.
No. Oh, I do. Ireland.
Ireland?
Maybe. Ireland.
Today is the turn of the spokesperson for Fianna Fáil to outline his party's position in relation to the Irish presidency of the Council of the European Union.
Senator Dara O'Brien, I'm leader of the Fianna Fáil group in the Shannon and I represent the Dublin Fingal constituency.
Can Ireland afford the expenses that go with the presidency?
Of course we can. I think we've got to be conscious of the cost itself, but it's a great opportunity for the country. It is an honour actually to hold the EU presidency for a 6 month period. What we want to make sure is that whatever cost is being put into running it is that we get the benefit out of holding the presidency. So I wouldn't be too hung up on the cost itself. I think it's important that we hold it, but obviously we have to be aware to make sure the costs are contained as best as possible.
Now that the economies of the EU are in trouble, should this be the moment to look into another way, less onerous, for the economies of the country members to hold the presidency?
I think there's a fair point in that. I do think that by the rotation of the presidency, it can lead to a certain amount of disconnect and it can be disjoint. Like, the handover is already happening now. So I think really you've got your first 4 months to do your work, and then the last 2 months of your tenure holding the EU presidency is really about moving it to the next country. But I suppose when you look at the economic situation that we're in and Europe is in, that there's a realisation at long last in Europe.
Has Ireland any real power during its tenure of the presidency to make any significant changes in the EU agenda?
That's a really good question, right? But I think we should have. We do have real power. But it's whether our government actually exercises that power. And frankly, I have been very critical and disappointed with the manner in which our government, even up to now, have gone about the negotiations with Europe. They need to step up to the mark now whilst they hold the presidency. Like, we have an equal say within Europe. But if Europe wants a good news story about a country coming out of its programme, Ireland is about the only country that's ready to do that if we get the required support.
What should be the focus of the Irish presidency?
Our focus should be our people and should be the citizens of Europe, because the citizens of Europe are suffering. Millions of them are suffering with the economic crisis. I think Europe too long has been too much of a bureaucracy and not focused towards our citizens. But I think Europe has for far too long been just really about, you know, legislating, about summit meetings, and the people feel very disconnected from it. I think there's one focus that the Irish presidency should take is in relation to our people and understanding that our people are suffering.
How important would be the image Ireland portrays during its presidency?
Well, it's very important. I think it's an opportunity to showcase the country, to showcase our people, and to show all that's good about Ireland. Whilst we're in a difficult position, there's a lot of positives. So the manner in which the EU presidency is run by Ireland is very important. You know, we need to show every time, in fairness, previously that we've held the EU presidency, I think that we've done a very good job at doing it. I'm confident that this government and that the Irish Parliament will, you know, will live up to those expectations. It will be efficient. It should be businesslike. But again, our presidency needs to be focused on the real issues at hand. And the real issues at hand is the fact that the citizens that we represent in all 27 member states are suffering due to this economic crisis. And people want solutions. They don't just want talk. They want action. And that's what I want to see out of this presidency.
This series is made with the assistance of Communicating Europe, a Department of Foreign Affairs initiative.